The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Be greatly blessed as you are impacted by this powerful word of God from Christ Way Ministries International. May the eyes of your understanding be enlightened as you experience the power in the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. I love those big titles. The titles are too many. But thank God, you are going to be greater. Amen. I can hear your amen.
Amen.
You are going to be greater.
Amen.
You are going to be very high.
Amen.
They shall celebrate you at the rooftop.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. I'm just going to give a message on exemplary leadership. And that's what I want to do. And I want to make sure I try not to take up to the time assigned to me, because we know that by now, ordinarily, we are supposed to finish by 2:30, isn't it? KK, around 2:30, 2:45, that's when we are supposed to finish. Let's see how it goes. I will try as much as possible to make my message short. So, Father, I just pray that you will bless us. We've been enjoying you since morning. We just pray that as we listen to this word to you, that you will bless us and you will prosper us. And the entrance of the word will give us light and give us understanding. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. So, exemplary leadership, that's what I am speaking about. We've listened to words on evangelism, we have listened to words about soul winning, and we just listened to a message on cost of following Jesus. And I pray that God will give us, the Lord of heaven will give us grace to measure up to that standard in the name of Jesus. So, exemplary leadership, because all of you are leaders, wherever you are found, in your different locations, you are leaders. We have president, secretary, we have evangelism coordinator, and so on and so forth. We have all of you there in your different churches. And then we have people in their federal schools that are members of executive. So that's why this message, you know, the theme itself is exemplary leadership. That's why the theme itself, it's very important to actually listen to it briefly, no matter how short it might be. And when we're talking about exemplary leadership, what do we mean? Let me just ask that question. Who knows what exemplary? We say, oh, this is an exemplary student, exemplary leader, exemplary this or that. What does that mean? Anybody? What does it mean? Anyone? Say that. Yes, can they? Yeah. Yeah, a person who is worth emulating. A person whom you can commit your whole life onto. You see, if I follow this person, I will not miss the road. There's one of our pastors in Christ we hear. He's a professor. He said, if that is you, if I see fire in my front, and that you say, follow me, that's the way. He said, I will just follow. He said, do you know why? Because I've tested him many times. I've proven him to be a good leader. A leader that's worth following. A leader that he does what he says. That's what we mean by exemplary leadership. There's no gap between the saying and the doing. You know, there are people that say, but the doing becomes difficult for them. So, the kind of leadership we are talking about is a person who will say one thing and will do it. Not only that, a leader that will lead and other people will follow and they are confident that they will not be misled. It's a kind of leader that will be in the front and will say, yes, I think I am confident that nothing evil will befall me. That's the kind of leadership we are talking about this afternoon. Let's open our Bible to 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. I will read it from here, and I'll read from NIV. To the elders, okay, let me allow you to open. Have you opened it? Yeah, sorry, it's because I'm conscious of time. Yeah. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. In the same way, verse 5, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you, clothe yourself with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. 6, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. God bless you in Jesus' name. So what is exemplary leadership? According to this man of God, Bill Lawrence, leadership is the act of influencing or serving others out of Christ's interest in their lives, so they can accomplish God's purposes for and through them. Let me take that again. Leadership is the act of influencing or serving others out of Christ's interest in their lives, so they can accomplish God's purposes for and through them. That's leadership. In this way, we can see Jesus Christ as a good example that we can model our life to or after. Another man of God, Stephen Ruland, said church leaders do not have the authority of military leaders or the financial incentives of the corporate world, but they only have leadership skills on which to rely. Let me take that again. Stephen Gruland, actually is a senior pastor of Grace Fellowship in Overland Park in Kansas. He says, church leaders do not have the authority of military leaders or the financial incentives of the corporate world. They only have leadership skills on which to rely. So when we are talking about assembly leaders, we are looking at people that we can rely upon. People that we can rely upon. People that can we can stake our life upon them. And instead of talking too long on my introduction, I will just go straight to those characteristics of the leaders that we are talking about, assembly leaders. What are their characteristics? Number one, Christian leaders are builders of God's kingdom. And they are not builders of kingdom for themselves. I don't know whether you understand what I'm trying to say. They are builders of God's kingdom, but not builders of kingdom for themselves. They are not building empire for themselves, but they are building empires for God. They are building God's kingdom. Their ultimate goal, their ulterior motive, if I can use that word, is to make Christ Lord. Is to make him everything. Not to make themselves Lord. Not to make themselves center of people's life, but Christ stand at the center of people's life and center of the gospel. They always want to make Christ known. Paul the Apostle in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, he said, that I may know him, isn't it? And what? Power of resurrection. And the fellowship of his suffering be made conformable unto his death. That is ultimate goal. Now, the time Paul was talking about knowing Jesus, he's funny. This man has been working with Jesus. He has seen Jesus Christ. In fact, there was a time when he said he saw Jesus Christ almost face to face. And Paul had one of the best, the finest revelations we could ever think of. If you read 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and chapter 11, he said, in fact, in chapter 11, he said, I know a man, whether in the flesh or in the spirit, I do not know. That man will I want to model my life after, who was taken to the third heavens. Was taken to the third heavens. So, as a Christian and as a leader, God can so much intimately work with you that he might take you beyond ethereal, earthly, this the world of periphery, to a supernatural world. Taken to third heavens and was able to hear things that could not be uttered. And no wonder, Apostle Peter said that most time when people read Paul, they don't understand him. A lot of people read him and wrestle with his word to their own peril. Do you know why? Because that man had a superlative, if I can use that word, superlative revelation. Outstanding revelation. In fact, by the way, let me digress. Maybe because it's my area. Paul wrote Revelation like John. But because it was too heavy, they couldn't canonize it. They know that people would not be able to understand. So they remove him from canon of the Bible. Remove from making the Bible, the maker of the Bible, they remove that revelation from it. It was too heavy. Number two. Integrity. Everybody say integrity. Integrity. I can't hear you. Integrity. Say integrity. And integrity means saying and doing. That's just simple explanation of integrity. Saying and doing. Hello, Grace. Where are you? I am in Iredakpo. What are you doing? I am in a leadership retreat, and they sense of it as a spy, and they meet you here. That's leadership, integrity. Anytime I travel, I know many of you have had that experience too. When you travel in public bus, they will see the transporters. They will say, I'm now in OUI, and we are seeing Nugiri. I'm now, I will say, ha! He said, Daddy, Daddy, remove your eyes from there. So, I am in OUIO. Please, come out now. Come out now. I say, we are in Ogiri. And quite a number of Christians do that. They will be in Oshogo. They will say, I am actually in Ife. Around, and they say, where? Around. That's lack of integrity. Not only that. Now, they say, let us do something. Let me give you one example. Maybe today we are supposed to fast. I don't know whether you are going to fast. But I always make myself safe. I play it safe. So I will not touch food because I don't want to come here and they will now say, Daddy, we are fasting today. I'll be feeling guilty. That's me. I'm not saying you should do the same thing. But what I'm trying to say is that I want to be sure that when I get there, they will not say they are fasting. So when I'm not sure about a program where they are fasting or not, I will rather not taste anything. Water is not food. So you can drink water. So I don't know. Many of you may say, but Daddy, you have taken, yeah, even drinking water. I actually brought it to the front. So, but there's zero calorie in water. Nurses and doctors, we know that there's nothing here. It's zero calorie. By the time you take it, in another 10 minutes, you go and pull it out. Your body will push it out. Is that okay? In fact, if you are fasting, you are doing continuous fasting, and you take plenty of water, you will suffer hunger. Suffer terrible hunger. You are fasting and say, maybe because I don't want this fasting to affect me. And you are drinking water. You will see that you will suffer more than people that are not drinking up to what you are drinking. Is that okay? Number three. They are followers of God's will. Everybody say, followers of God's will. I cannot say more about that because I know Pastor Adoye talk about that. Pastor Olaniye talk about that. Pastor, so just talk about that now. You must have a purpose you follow. And as a Christian, I like the way Pastor Esau put it. I had a privilege to find myself in different places. When I was still struggling with my result, first time CCF9, second time CCF9, third time 5F9. Sorry, Ijioli, you're just hearing about that. If I happen to be a student, you'll kick me out and maybe break my head and say, this rubbish student, this one would disturb my life. And luckily, I did exams. Every time I do entrance exam, I will pass. I don't know how. In fact, when I was still getting my F, I was doing jump. And I was, in fact, my first attempt of jump was to read aggregate cons. And I was giving admission, but I didn't have result. It's funny. So there was a year I did about 6 different exams to different schools. Oh, Blessing did not know that I read science. I'm a science student. That you found me in religious study, that does not mean I read art. Actually, I'm a science student. And that's why you know that I'm a nurse. So okay. Okay, so that's not where I'm going. Now, I did 6 different exams, technical school, grade 2, NCE, nursing, air technology, and all of them, I was given admission. But no result. And I ask God, just let me enter into one of them. I've made up my mind, I will go to grade 2. And it was a time I just gave my life to Jesus Christ. I was born again in 1981, March 11, precisely. And it's burning. The Spirit of God is burning me. So I was determined that if I get to Ikwetu there, I'm going to turn grade 2, I'm going to turn it upside down for Jesus. And God answered my prayer. I was given admission at nursing school. Even though I was the one that had the worst of the results. Yeah, worst of the results. I see 10 tiny girl, like my daughter there, 7 A's, 8 A's, 6 A's. My own is 2.5 credit. 2.5 credit. Turn credit, three pass, and then the rest, F9. But they gave me admission. Don't ask how I got there. Because God had a purpose. When I entered into the school of nursing, there was no single fellowship. By the time I finished, fellowship grew up to 50. I started fellowship singularly with somebody, with one. Fellowship started with one and a half brother. I am the one, the other brother is half. The brother is neither here nor there. But I just use him to support me. I wish that the Jew is here. That Jew will be supporting what I'm trying to say. And we started that fellowship. Nursing school fellowship at Complex here. Started by God's grace in June. Seven. I always put date in all events that happened in my life. June 7, 1984. That fellowship. SCFM. What do you call them? I don't know what they call them now. And one day I just peeped into their midst. I just went to the fellowship. And they said, "You are welcome in the name of the Lord." And I told them, "I'm not welcome. This fellowship started by God said through me." They said, "Are you the bad guy?" I said, "I'm the bad guy they talk about." That's a purpose. That's what I'm trying to say. I didn't go to school of nursing because I want to get certificate. It's to establish the kingdom of God where the devil was reigning. I don't know whether you're getting my point. When I got to Harvard in US, you cannot even preach openly. You cannot even read Bible openly. You cannot do everything openly. But by God's grace, when I got there, we started fellowship. We started prayer. I introduced fasting to Igbo. Monday fasting. And they did. I always tell them, one of them so much irritated me one day. He said, "Please, I want you to pray for Philip." And I pray with all my heart. Second day, he said, "Thank you for praying for Philip. Philip is okay." I say, "Is he your brother?" He said, "No, it's my cat." I say, "Are you okay?" Now, why am I bringing out? I have introduced something to the life of that lady, faith. If I can, I now got encouragement. I said, if I can pray for cat, then I should be able to pray for human being to be healed. No, a simple man that knows the will of God and follows it passionately. That's where I'm going. Follows it passionately. You follow it passionately. You don't want to deviate from the way. You know what God calls you for. You are in the university, yes, to get a degree. But you first know that a purpose is here. My daughter is here. When I started to teach you Re 105, he's in law. But I started to teach them, the first day, what did I do? I preach. And how did I start my preaching? You can make it. Even if you came here with 3.5, like me, 2.5 credit, and everybody was laughing. I said, I did YA 7 times. I said, I said, first time, 6, 7, 9. I said, So one of these, they said, Ori, your parent daughter. I heard. I was overhearing. Because their class was large. It's close to 200. And I was telling them, I said, but you can make it. God just touched my brain one day and I made it. They said, okay. And I told them, I finished from here too. And I finished from here. But before I finished from here, I finished from nursing. They said, Then they now keep quiet. Nobody was talking anymore. I say, I went to school of nursing by God's grace. I was the best overall. But I entered with 2.5 credit. I saw my transcript. When I was looking for something, I saw my transcript. I said, would they try? I was the best in my final exam in nursing. And I told them, I said, if you remember, I said, by God's grace, even though I did not know anything, I came here by God's grace, and I finished the only first class in my set. They now say, let us pray. What did they do? Everybody, even Muslims, they're doing like this. They're doing like this. I said, let us pray. You have passed across a message. And I like the way people talk today.
Be your best. And I like my daughter who just left prayer. Be your best. When you are the best, you are in control. Everybody say, I am in control. When you are the best, you are in control. And when we enter into school of nursing, they were just harassing me. Oh, if you fail message, if you fail anatomy, physiology, chemistry that I never passed in secondary school. When I got to school of nursing, I was getting 18, 19 chemistry and physics. Because brain change. Today, God's going to touch some people's brain. It was November 11. Something is peculiar with 11. November 11, 1993, I got baptized in the Holy Spirit and my brain changed. And that time, everything changed. But for a purpose. Don't forget. That the kingdom of God might be established through you. Number four. They molded the way. And other people follow. You will see one man that parked a Jeep here. That's Pastor Sheikh Bumi Shuri. Many of you, Bumi, you should know. You remember Sheikh Bumi Shuri? Yeah. Some of you may remember. Some of them that they were one of the people that you should know. Omi Wole, yeah. Sheikh Bumi Shuri was one, just like what KK is doing now. Sheikh Bumi Shuri was the national youth president for this Christ Way. He's in Redeem now, an area pastor in Redeem. It's because of transfer. At that time, he went to Oshogbo. There was no Christ Way. So that's why he joined Redeem and he was doing well there. They are burying his mother this coming weekend. And that's what he came to arrange. What I'm trying to say, he now say, this place has changed. That used to be our place of prayer. That used to be our place where we fire. He remembered that corner. He said, that used to be a place where we fast and cover our face down. But where am I going? Our Daddy Gio, at that time, anytime we say youth retreat, Daddy Gio will come first. Arranging chair. Daddy Gio will be arranging chair. He is not a kind of leader who will say, oh yeah, go, I will not follow. Jesus Christ is a person that will say, let's cross to the other side. He has actually gone ahead of them. That's a leader. A leader that will say, let us fast. And he would have been fasting. Bumi was young. Very young. With Philip, my son, doing every one of them that got ordained now. All of them were young. When I was pastoring Igboya, if before I announced that people will fast, I would have fasted 7 days. I'm not boasting. Just to give church 3 days fasting, I would have fasted 7 days. So my womb would be about 10 days when they are just fasting 3 days. I don't know whether you are getting my point. Assembly leaders will not be a leader when he says, let us pray. He will be walking about, pinging and chatting. Assembly leader will not be talking when serious business is going on. He molded the way and people follow. And they are glad to follow because they know he is a doer, not just a talker. Number five. He envisioned the future. An assembly leader has already seen what is going to happen in the future. And he always wants to direct people to what is going in the future. Are you getting my point? He is always seeing far ahead. He is always seeing far ahead of other people. He is not being controlled from behind. You know, some leaders are controlled from behind. Brother Jiwole, they will be controlled from behind. Say, Ejeka Sheba, another person will come. Ejeka Sheba, okay, Mashi, you know. Another person will come. Ejeka will buy. We will not last you. And you now know that leader is messed up because he's being pulled here and there. He doesn't even know what God is saying per time. Exception leader, no, he knows what is going to happen. He has already foreseen what's going to happen and he has been working towards it so that when he now tables the thing before people, they will follow and they will say, oh, thank God for our leaders. Thank God for these leaders. Number six. Number six. He challenged the process. Everybody say, challenge the process. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. What's the meaning of that? When you have a project, I want to thank God for Pastor here, Pastor Vikayo. I just got here this morning. I know that the pulpit is always moving about. There was a time when the pulpit was, I don't even know, the pulpit was over there. And then later, it was once here, then move here, then move here, then it's now moving here. Is it beautiful? Oh my goodness. If you want to do Photoshop, you can, what do you call it? Or short of or shop. You can come and or shoot, you call it. Photo shoot, Abby. Whatever you call it. You can come and do it here, and you look beautiful. And do you know why they are doing this? It's not because they want beauty. Beauty is okay. But it's not because they want beauty. But the church is not, it's no longer accommodating them. I don't know that. It's when there is no revival, that's where you are organized. I don't know whether you get my point. When there is no revival, you are organized. When there is revival, you begin to crack your head. How are we going to arrange it now? Because there will be crowd that you will not be able to cope with. So they challenge the process. Let's do this thing. They are the first person, just like they molded the grove. They are the one to do what? They say, let me dare it first. If they say, let us enter into the river, it's their leg that will go first. I don't know whether you're getting my point. They challenge the process. Number seven. I'll soon add up. They enables order to act. Everybody say, enables order to act. Do you know the reason why many of us, we are able to preach today, or have boldness to preach? It's because our daddy Gio, thank God he has arrived now, our daddy Gio will allow us to perform. I remember 1984, daddy Gio said, I should face Austin Fellowship at that time. I should face them and I should preach on healing. I'm being healed before. But he said I should take on healing. I'm going to preach for just 15 to 20 minutes. And because of that challenge, do you know what I did? I now went to fast for 3 days. Because I want to preach for 15 to 20 minutes. I went to do what? To fast for just how many minutes? 15 minutes. I went to fast for 3 days because I wanted to do what? To preach for just 15 to 20 minutes. And thank God. When I was preaching, I was shaking like this. That the GA will be doing like this. You could see that even people were shaking. Then that was doing like this. That's encouraging me. Don't worry, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Then when we finished, that Gio came and said, oh, that was a fantastic. How many of us enjoyed the preaching? Then 3 people said, I got healed. And I said, oh, I received boldness that day. A leader will not be the only champion. It will not be like Samson. You know, Samson was the one walking alone, and that's why he died alone. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Number eight. He has confidence in what he does, and he has confidence in others. Bumi, you are the one to preach tomorrow. He will not be calling Bumi, Shoti prepare. Shoti prepare. Brad, you are the one preaching tomorrow. You know, we'll be calling, Shetty, prepare. I'm going to confess you on you. Kimberly, prepare. That means your mind is not even there. You are not even prepared to give him before her. Have confidence in them. Hello? Hello? And I thank God because we are doing that in Christ's way. Am I correct? Answer me now.
Yes,
Answer me now. Yes. At least they are giving you platform to perform. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Sabumi, you've preached before. On the pulpit, not one, not two. Is one of the people on the rosters in our church. She's allowed to preach. That's giving platform to people. Build confidence in them and build confidence in yourself. Number 9. Exemplary leaders are passionate. They are passionate and compassionate. They are passionate and what? And compassionate. One of our members here, one of the workers, was coming for workers' meeting last Saturday. Was coming for workers' meeting with her baby at the back. Coming for workers' meeting. And when she got to the front of teachers who were there, the Okada man that carried her, knocked her down, and the baby at the back died instantly. Coming here, last Saturday. One of the members here. What I'm bringing out is this. I said, assembly leader is passionate and compassionate. I said, let me talk to Fikayo. He said, Fikayo is weeping. Ipa cannot control himself again. So another pastor, is a more senior pastor, was the one that now called me and said, Fikayo cannot even hold himself anymore. You must be passionate and compassionate. You are not a leader who say, oh, do you want phone? You want carelessly. Kilo what do the machine now? We were dealing with that last Saturday, dealing with that last Sunday, dealing with that last Sunday. But you know what? It's funny. The same family, they came to church on Monday for first Monday of prayer and fasting. Because they could see that, in fact, the whole church, the leaders of Treasure House, they rallied around. They wept together. They sorrowed together. They mourned together. They fasted together. When the lady refused to eat, they refused to eat too. Leaders must be passionate and compassionate. Exemplary leaders. Number 10, they encourage people's heart. They encourage people's heart. People that are fainting, they will just tell them, no, you can make it. Don't worry. You can make it. Don't give up. You can make it. Just like I did to the students. Do you know today, Muslim will come and meet me in the office and they even people that cover their head. They come and meet me and say, Daddy, please pray for me. And I'm a Ufefe. He will be looking at it like if somebody, maybe another Muslim will not be coming. He said, Daddy, pray for me. They come to take counsel. Why? Because I told them, I've been a failure before, but now by God's grace, I'm a success. You encourage other people. Number 11, they are full of intelligence. Yeah, they are full of what? Extraordinary, exemplary leader cannot just be leading foolishly. You don't be like a foolish man or a foolish woman leading people. Jesus Christ was talking about Pharisees. He said they are blind leaders leading what? The blind. So you cannot be like that. You have to be intelligent. And I'm thanking God for our leader. He has laid the foundation. First time in the history of Christ's way and the history of people that have been leading youth. This is the first time that we have a leader that got PhD. Are you listening to me? A youth leader getting PhD. That is motivational. It's motivating others. It's trying to tell you, if I can do it, then you can do it. For your information, you see, there are a lot of you here that through your intelligence, other people will be infected. You know what they call infection? You know, when you catch infection. When you have one infection, you give it to somebody else. And then we have infection of intelligence. When they know that you are highly intelligent, people will follow you. People follow what is. They follow people that are highly intelligent. They follow people that they know that they know the way. So you have to be, you have to have native intelligence, educational intelligence. Eh? You have to have what we call spiritual intelligence. You have to have cognitive intelligence. When people come to you, they come for counsel. You counsel them. And you give them right counsel. You don't give them one kind of rubbish counsel that would defeat them from the way. Number 12, they correct. Hello? They do what? Exceptional leader, exemplary leader, correct you. They correct. They don't say because they don't want you to run away and they pamper you. They rub you on the head. Huh? If you make any mistake, they want to correct you. They correct you. If you know that, if they know that you are deviating from the way, they call you and say, that's all right. That's all right. This is not Christian way. And if you, because of that, move away, well, your own luck. In fact, I know the most of the places where people get stunt correction is choir. The choir leader, they look like a wizard or witches. And at the end of the day, when they sing and they sing, the song is now beautiful. They'll say, ah, okay, thank you, sir. But at the time, he's telling them, you are not singing well. So, blessing, that's not how to carry. You are carrying too far. Carry low. Carry be do. Then, a blessing will say, what's wrong with this man now? I will leave this choir. Eh? But if you are able to stay, you stay put, you become the best. A coach is somebody that will make you to do what you don't like to achieve what you want to achieve. Is that okay? He will make you to do what you don't like. A coach will stretch your muscle and you have pain. I used to be a runner. I run at natural level. 100 meters and 400 meters. Are you getting my point now? They will take me to that mountain, campus mountain. We run. We run from Seventh-day Adventist here. We run to campus and run back. Because we want to compete. And that's why it's not difficult for me. From my house in Road 20, I have run many times from my house in Road 20 to the gate, Road 1. I run back. Because I do 10 miles per day. When I was in US, 10 miles per day. Because I've been trained. Is that okay? So, a leader will correct. If you make a mistake, when you are doing well, he will praise you. When you make a mistake, he will scold you. You know, say, ah, but yesterday I did well now. No, but you are not doing well now. They will scold you. A temporary leader will not sweep your what? Your error on the carpet. But they will do it in love. They will show you the reason why they are doing it. And lastly, a separate leader pray a lot and pray for people. He knows the name of all the people under him or her and pray for them one by one. Say that again. Everybody, say that again. A separate leader, do what? Pray a lot. Knows the name of his members or people under him or her and pray for them one by one. And he tells them, he say, daughter, I pray for you. I'm praying for you. Relax, I'm praying for you. And it's not just saying it by mouth. He's doing it. I and Daddy Gio were just coming from wedding. And we are talking on the way. We are talking about people that are committed. Daddy Gio had to go to wedding of Sister Lamide and that brother at Olorode. Do you know why? Daddy Gio, I said, Daddy, ah. My creator, only I'm ever committed, and I pray for them. I pray for them. So I told them, I'm not coming as a pastor, I'm coming as a father. You understand what I'm saying? And after I joined them, he prayed for them. You know, he prayed for them not less than 15 minutes, just alone, not saying, let us pray. He was praying, he prayed with his heart. Anointed them. That's the beauty of commitment. And that's the beauty. When you are doing well, leaders will pray for you. But leaders, sincere leaders, will pray and we make his prayer to be. And I'll tell them, I say, we have our sisters. When they were giving up, they said, I'm no longer interested in marriage. I didn't know that daddy was encouraging them. I was encouraging them. I said, don't worry, you will marry. You will marry. You will marry. Don't worry. Then they wanted to ordain one of them. And I said, ordination care. Ordination, I wasn't even married. Monto ordination, who will accept me? I say, Ujegba. Ujegba. And by God's grace, Christ will hear. The day she was ordained was the day the husband that married her now proposed to her. And they marry big. When you say you marry big, she married to Ashe Professor. In fact, by the time they announced the presence of that man, it will be badated to about 6 years ago. She is also a big nurse. Another sister, who was also ordained, was also giving up. By the time I went to her, I said, Ojegba, Ojegba ordination. So when they say work for God, Ojegba, everybody, Bami talk when they come, Ojeshe. Tell the person, Ojeshe, Ojeshe Foluwa. And when God arrives, you just see that you are moving higher and greater, and you now become extemporary. People now begin to emulate you. Why is it that all of us are trying to... Somebody said, let me close. Someone said, I've never seen Jesus before on campus here. But anytime I see you, he was talking to one man. Same time I see you, I see Jesus. I don't know how Jesus looks like you, and I don't want to see him. But I see the kind of Jesus they are talking about. I can see it, you. Anywhere you are going, if you are going to fire, we follow you. I pray God will bless us in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Close your eyes and pray, Lord. Anywhere I am, I find myself. Let me be a good leader. Let me be an exemplary leader. Let me be an excellent leader. Anywhere I find myself, let me be an exemplary leader, a good leader. Should that be? Okay, is there anybody coordinating this prayer after this message? If not, let us stand up. Let me lead prayer. Is there anybody leading? Okay, let's stand up and pray. I want to pray. God, make me an excellent leader. Pray. Open your mouth and pray. Lord, make me an excellent leader. Oh yeah, go ahead and pray. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Oh Lord, make me an excellent leader. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I can't hear your voice. Drums, you can continue. I'm not saying you should stop. They are overshadowing us. And we are many. Our noises can overshadow that. I'm not saying you should pray a negative prayer. I say, God, make me an excellent... Okay, let's pray like this. God, make me an excellent person. Oh, Lord, make me an excellent... Oh, yeah, pray in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord, that you make me an excellent person. Make me an excellent person. Oh, Lord, make me... Is he here? Make me an excellent person. Make me an excellent person. Make me an excellent person. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, make me an emulatable person. You know the meaning of that? Emulatable person. A person that people will say, I want to live like this sister. I want to be like this brother. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, make me an emulatable person. Make me an emulate. Let people be able to emulate me. Emulate me. Father, help me. So that people be able to emulate me in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to pray this one specially. Say, Father, I receive divine intelligence. I receive divine intelligence that I will excel everywhere I find myself. In my academic, in my trade, in my home, everywhere I will excel. I receive divine intelligence. Pray in the name of Jesus. I receive divine intelligence. I receive divine intelligence. I receive divine intelligence. I receive divine intelligence. In Jesus' name we pray. Take yourself 2 by 2. Take yourself 2 by 2. And sincerely pray for that person. Tell the person, you'll be great, you'll not be small. You shall be great, you shall not be small. Pray for that person. Pray in the name of Jesus, you shall be great, you shall not be small. You shall be great. I want you to make a loud noise and say, you shall be great, you shall not be small. I decree over your life, you shall be great and shall not be small. In the name of Jesus. You shall be great, shall not be small. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray that lines shall fall unto you in pleasant places. Lines shall fall unto you in pleasant places. Pray for that person. Lines shall fall unto you in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, you shall be great. You shall be great. Light shall fall unto you in pleasant places, and you shall be great in the name of Jesus. Amen.